You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Year three of our coverage here, Todd. One of my joys has always been our conversations with Mueller. They have been a great organization, a friend of the show, and doing amazing work in the industry.
Doing amazing work in the industry. And I've got, this is a little bit outside the business side of it, but getting into Fenway Park and a little look behind the scenes last night, courtesy of Mueller Systems. Something I'll never forget. Felt like a little boy.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a great event. But we're tight on time. Got to get moving. We got a lot to talk about. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Matt Thomas. He's the Vice President of Business Development with Mueller Systems. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Before we get into our conversation, much to cover, give us a quick 10,000-foot view of Mueller Systems. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Mueller Systems is a U.S. manufacturer of AMR, AMI products, metering. We've been around for over 150 years. Water meters, things have changed a lot, you know, like in technology. So what we're trying to do is provide a lot of information to utilities to make better decisions. We're making products and that allow them to take action, not just wait for a month or so before the information comes in and then try to make changes. So we're adapting certain old style infrastructure to new technology is what we're doing.
Well, you just used the phrase take action.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know this, but I think that's what MyNet is probably all about. Am I right?
Yeah, MyNet's Mueller Infrastructure Network, you know, MI Network, Mueller Infrastructure Network is what it kind of stands for there. And that's one of our, we've had out a couple of years, and it's a full two-way system. So when I say two-way, that's something that you can actually take that action at the meter itself. So we started off with that where you can go and get an on-demand read at any time you want, you know, not just to a collector or something. A lot of companies just go to one kind of halfway back, but we go all the way down to the meter, get the information that the utility needs at the time they need it, bring it all back. And then if we see we need to do something different, we can actually take and shut the water off or turn the water on. So it's a real actionable kind of product MyNet is.
Well, that's the beauty of what I'm learning at the show, Todd, is we're talking a lot about how we can take action on all this data that we're collecting, yep. Which is huge. How have you expanded MyNet?
After the two-way going into the shut-off or turn-on meters, we've gone into MyEcho. So we're adding things on. This is providing value, additional value to the utility. So once you get the infrastructure up now, we want to put different sensors on there so that we can, again, allow a utility to make good decisions, you know, and take these best practices and be able to manage the water resources that we have. And so MyEcho, or it's a leak detection. You know, we're part of Echologics. Mueller Company has got Echologics as one of the sister companies, and they have some fantastic leak detection equipment that's really unlike anything else. And so now we've brought it into the AMI system, into MyNet, so that you don't have to go out and do the leak detection. It actually comes right into your desktop. So you're sitting there, and you know when there's a leak, you're going to know where it's at. It's some things here that nobody else is doing.
Expand on that a little bit. More on that combination of the technologies. I mean, I kind of get it from a technological standpoint, but what kind of impact does that have operationally and financially?
It's a big payback. In fact, you know, we're seeing even that the fixed leak detection can become just a one component. Maybe that's all you really want to do because your non-revenue water is at a point where it's expensive to continue to pump water out into the ground. And so you don't want to do that from a conservation standpoint anyway, but you know, some utilities just, you know, have older infrastructure. And so what we can do is that we can identify where that is. We can watch it. We can see when a leak or a burst is going to happen before it happens. Maybe it's a smaller leak and you can't really afford to dig it up right now. So we're going to watch that for a while, but we're going to be able to go out there before it gets catastrophe and breaks a line, and we're going to be able to fix that at that point in time. So,
all right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Matt Thomas with Mueller Systems.
I've heard you guys talk about this 420 RDM. What is that all about?
Yeah, that's that the disconnect meter. So it's a residential disconnect. And what you'd use it for is, especially places where maybe you have a college town or something where there's a lot of turn-ons and turn-offs, people are changing their water supply. Okay. So, you know, we can send a signal out there to turn the water off. The other thing you can do is that maybe the account is leaving for the winter or something, and you want to make sure the water's turned off. So now you don't have to go visit the site. One of the real key components to the 420 RDM is security. So, you know, sometimes you're sending your personnel out into places that can be kind of dangerous, you know, for them. Mm-hmm. And this provides something that we even have a mobile part of that. So if you don't have the whole fixed network up on the system, we have a mobile 420 RDM. And that allows the utility to send a driver by and shut off the water without actually having to get out of the vehicle and such.
I want to return to your phrase you used early on, take action. And it's one thing, clearly with MyNet, MyEcho, collecting the data and bringing it all into one place. I got it. Yeah. Okay, that capability is there with the technology. But what are you doing to help municipalities actually make decisions, make intelligent analysis, make decisions, and really take action? How do you help them do that?
Well, it all comes back into the software. And I think as anything, it's a presentment, you know. So utilities are different. You know, one utility may be wanting to take action on one thing versus a utility taking action on a little bit different manner. It's one of the things that I've found over my many years, many decades in this business, is that you can't just put everybody in the same spot. So to take action for one particular utility means that they're going to want to have a software display up, and they're going to be able to set it. They're going to be able to custom program these analytics that they want to look at, you know, maybe getting their 24 daily, you know, reads that they're getting on their meters, and they want to see a low leak or a high leak or something that's going on. And so that's the information that comes back, and that's how we very specifically can address each individual water utility.
You know, until I started hosting this show, Matt, water main breaks were just a hassle and a pain in the fanny that I used to be annoyed about. Now I realize what a disruption it is, what an expensive disruption it is. Talk about some of the solutions you're providing to help reduce water main breaks.
Well, you know, water main breaks, that's, again, the MyEcho scenario. So whether or not they're doing the acoustics on there to be able to see where the leak starts before it fractures the entire pipe. You know, and one of the things that's great about the MyNet system is being able to put things on there. So as we work our roadmap and go out, other components are going to be able to come through. You're making a pretty big investment when you're doing one of these things. So you want to make an investment that is going to work for many years. And, you know, we talk about this two-way, and I want to try to make a little bit of a point here is you know, it's kind of like one-way talking doesn't work. So if you talk to somebody and they can't talk back to you, you're not going to get anywhere.
You don't
get
any action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Todd?
Yeah. Keep Matt out of this.
Yeah. So it's really important to have that two-way all the way down to the meter and to be able to get the information you need.
Yeah, Matt, when we're talking about water main breaks, that's sort of on the catastrophe end of the scale.
Yeah.
What is MyNet doing for the smaller, more routine kind of problems that in aggregate might be, you know, it might be a catastrophe if I have a million little things?
You know, the percentage, the non-revenue water that is out there, you know, 15, 20% some utilities and that's a big expense. So if you think about a water balance, you know, like a real-time water balance is what MyNet can do for you. So you can get a reading on all your water meters at one time. That means all your residential, all your commercial water meters, you read them all at the exact same time along with your distribution meters. So now you know what water you pushed into the pipe, and now you know what water you sold. And it's a pretty easy combination there to come up with the balance and what's left over for non-revenue water that's leaking out the pipe. So now you can maybe manage things a little differently at night, drop the pressure, be able to let, you know, your pipes last longer and less leakage.
All right. Well, Matt, I hate to say it, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Mueller Systems?
Well, obviously on the website's a great resource. We've got a lot of information up there, MuellerSystem.com.
Matt Thomas, the Vice President of Business Development with Mueller Systems. Matt, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd and Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.